Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We'll get to Merrick Garland and the DOJ in just a second. I'm sorry, I have to play this for you. I just can't. I can't stop laughing. I'm going to play something for you. It's a local news story where they found some dude, some black dude. He's a farmer. He was the guy who heard the F-35 crash. And I need to give you a heads up. We did not come up with this for radio. This is not a parody. This is not us doing a bit. This is not me screwing around doing bad sound effects. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, would you please play the gentleman who definitely heard the plane go down?
Normally it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon,
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, "What in the world is this?" And I heard a boom, and my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time.
So okay, Chris, you can shut it off. I love that guy. All right, quit. We have to talk about how we're totally screwed. I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine you hire me. You hire me and 50 of my friends. What's our job? We are going to protect you. That's what you hire me to do. We are your personal security service. Me, 50 of my buddies, we have committed that we will keep you safe. That's what you hire us for. And then I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine one day this angry mob forms in your front yard and you're so scared. Oh my gosh, these people. And then eventually the people storm into your home and they're sitting on your sofa, getting into your Little Debbie snacks. It's just horrible. And then about a week later, after all these people came into your home, you found out a lot of these people worked for me. Boy, that would raise some interesting questions, wouldn't it? You hired me. It was my job to protect you. But then an angry mob stormed your home, and a lot of them worked for me. Man, that almost seems like something ugly is going on, doesn't it? This is a little long, but it's worth it. Representative Thomas Massey interrogated Merrick Garland today about just how many feds were in the crowd on January 6th.
Iran-Contra was an ongoing investigation, and that didn't stop Congress from getting the answers. And you're getting in the way of our constitutional duty. You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said, how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol? Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were, or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
We'll let the gentleman.
Go ahead. But
In discovery, in the cases that were filed with respect.
Yeah. You don't have to sit and listen to that. Why can't the Attorney General of the United States of America answer a simple yes or no about whether or not, or just how many undercover agents or informants were in the crowd on January 6th? Now, maybe you're sitting there and maybe you're giving him the benefit of the doubt and you're saying, well, he can't discuss this because it's an ongoing investigation. No, you don't understand. He can kind of hide behind the means and methods argument. What is that? He can argue, I can't tell you how we do what we do. I can't tell you, yes, Tom was wearing a suit and tie and he had a special microphone. It was woven into his toupee. They can avoid having to tell you that. But they 100% can tell you whether or not they had informants or agents themselves in the crowd. And let's all be honest about what we're thinking right now. There's really only one reason why you wouldn't want to say. Because if that answer was no, and if you're Merrick Garland, if you're part of the system, remember, you want that answer to be no. You want to be able to tell the public there were no federal agents, there were no informants in the crowd. These were all dangerous white supremacists, insurrectionists trying to end democracy. That's what you want to be able to say if you're Merrick Garland. So if you can't say that after being asked several times, what it does is it confirms for people like you and people like me that there were federal informants in the crowd. The only question is how many of them were there and what role exactly did they play? Because at this point in time, with the Ray Epps information that was just brought up, I think it's more than reasonable for an American to assume the federal government played a significant role in causing January 6th. And if you say that's crazy, I'm just going to ask you, what happened to the pipe bomb guy? You know, the guy that's on videotape laying pipe bombs at the Republican and Democrat headquarters. They have him on videotape in the most surveilled city in the world. Why has he not been apprehended? and why? Maybe the better question is this. You want to hear talk about something we brought up before, but something a lot of people don't know. Normie Norm certainly doesn't know. In fact, Normie Norm will think you're crazy when you tell him this. Nevertheless, you are telling him the truth. Why do we have all this geolocation data on all of our cell phones? If the FBI wanted to, they could look up with very little difficulty where exactly I was at 2:13 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and they could tell you to the inch where I was, at least where my phone was. Why is it the geolocation data for the cell phone in that area, the pipe bomb area, at the time he was placing the bombs, why is that information muddled and unavailable to everybody? Oh, we've had requests for it from professional journalists, and they've been turned down, or they've been told the information is unavailable just in that area and just during that time frame. Keep that in mind as you listen to this briefly, or at least a little part of it, once again.
Iran-Contra was an ongoing investigation, and that didn't stop Congress from getting the answers. And you're getting in the way of our constitutional duty. You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know.
He knows the answer to those questions. He's not giving the answer to those questions because the answer to those questions is simply that the crowd on January 6th was full of agents and informants both, and it was full of people associated with the federal government who instigated the incidents, at least some of them, on January 6th. And they did that because they wanted something to happen on January 6th, and they wanted something to happen on January 6th so they could have justification to send the Federal Bureau of Investigation with the SWAT team to your door for not supporting Joe Biden. It really is that simple. We're almost done with the Garland stuff. We'll wrap that up next. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. My friend, the great Dan Bongino, is going to join us in like 10 minutes from now. That will be very exciting. It'll be fun to give Dan crap about things, as I want to do. Now let's finish up with this Merrick Garland stuff because we have to talk about poverty and affirmative action. We have to get to some emails. I might even take some calls later on after Dan. I'm in a good mood. I don't know why I'm in a good mood. The whole Merrick Garland thing really should just tear us apart, realizing exactly how screwed we are. But oh well, I intend to smile as the ship goes down. Here's Jim Jordan at least hammering him.
Quote, Mr. Weiss has full authority to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. That was your response, Attorney General, to Senator Grassley's question on...
Hold on. Let me explain. I should have set this up, but I'm unprofessional, so I didn't set it up. Allow me to rewind the tape here. Chris, we're not live or anything, are we? We can rewind. Oh, we are? All right. Remember... David Weiss is the special prosecutor, the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden. They said they made him a special prosecutor, so he had unlimited power, authority. There was no one keeping him in check. No one. That's really the idea behind a special prosecutor. He's separate, really, kind of from the Justice Department, separate from the AG's authority. Hey, this is a guy who he's got a license to kill, you know, like James Bond. That's essentially what he is. They said that's why they made him a special prosecutor. Where they're twisting Merrick Garland up was they had previously said he had all that authority. But if he didn't, then you were over him and you were directing it all before. So that's kind of what you're hearing here.
Quote, Mr. Weiss has full authority to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. That was your response, Attorney General, to Senator Grassley's question on March 1st, 2023. You just referenced it when Mr. Bishop was questioning you. Only problem is he'd already been turned down by the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, Mr. Graves. So he didn't have full authority, did he?
I had an extended conversation with Senator Grassley at the time. We briefly touched on the Section 515 question and how that process went.
My point's real simple, Mr. Garland. You said he had complete authority, but he'd already been turned down. He wanted to bring an action in the District of Columbia, and the U.S. attorney there said, no, you can't. And then you go tell the United States Senate under oath that he has complete authority.
I'm going to say again that no one had the authority to turn him down. They could refuse to partner with him. They could
you
not.
You can use whatever language. Refuse to partner is turning down.
Yeah. So it looks bad. And maybe you're sitting there screaming at the radio the way I do on occasion and saying, well, okay, well, hopefully they do something about this. And hopefully they do. But these are Republicans. They're not anti-communists. Actually finding out what the communists are doing is probably the best we can hope for out of the Republicans. So just let them have their moment. Andy Biggs had a couple good ones today.
I'm sorry, I'm not following what's
Yeah, I know you're not following. So yeah. You've got one of your deputy U.S. attorneys calling the attorney on this side saying, look, we're going to go to these two places. And, of course, then ultimately the search warrant is called off. I just want to know, is it consistent to call up people and where you know that they've got boxes of information or you suspect they have boxes of information? That's why you got the warrant. And you give them a heads up so they can move those boxes of information. Would that be consistent with DOJ policy?
I'm just going to say again, you're asking me actually to comment about allegations in a particular case about...
I'm not. I'm asking you, is that consistent with your overall policy? Forget Delaware and what they did and that they actually did that. Let's just talk about generic policy.
I'm sorry, I thought you were asking about Mar-a-Lago. I may not have understood then. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, la-di-da. So when we're talking about this...
Yeah. Whoopsie. All right, we're moving on. It is, of course, a Wednesday, and Dan Bongino's joining us in like 5 minutes from now. That'll be fun. Let's do something quickly. One of the reasons I love Dan is he's so outspoken about life. I like that because, especially in this day and age, it's very easy to get wishy-washy on that, especially in the corporate world. In the political world, Republican and Democrat, all the rich guys, all the suits want you to be wishy-washy. Hey, don't talk too much about it. Hey, well, whatever. Let's disagree to disagree. No. Dan's been speaking out for life. It's people who have the guts to speak out for the unborn have my respect, period. That's why I tell you about preborn all the time. Preborn, they go into the bad neighborhoods. You realize that? Preborn sets up shop in these super high crime, super high abortion areas. And what do? They sit there and they tell these scared young women, come on in, let's get an ultrasound for you, let's figure this whole thing out. That free ultrasound for her is paid for by you. It's $28. That's what it costs preborn to give her that free ultrasound. When she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life. Let's put our money where our morals are. We are supposed to be the hands and feet. This is how we do it. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Let's get to maybe an email or two before we get on to Dan here. I've had enough of Merrick Garland. I can't do the voice. And look, maybe I'm just being mean. Maybe I'm cold-hearted. But when you're Merrick Garland, you're an older man. The hair, they certainly got a crown of gray hair, and I'm not insulting that. I got all kinds of gray going on over here. I'm not insulting that at all. Not an insult to gray. Go gray. But you've had a lifetime to work on your voice. And don't tell me he's not aware. He's aware of his voice. What, Chris? What? What do you mean, what's he supposed to do? Don't act like you can't.
I'm just under oath today.
Let me see. Where's the best one?
We will not be intimidated.
Yeah, that's
we
that's
will do good. Our jobs wow. Free from outside influence. Wow.
And remember the one where you almost started crying? What do you mean, what's he supposed to do? I can't believe you said that, Chris. Dudes can change the tone of their voice. Everyone can. You can go, I alone, whatnot. You can start smoking cigarettes. If I sounded like this,
we will not be intimidated.
I'm not pro smoking, but it's gonna be a 2-pack a day Marlboro Red habit for me until that changes. What, Chris? You can change the scared girl wobble. Whiskey and cigarettes. Let's get a little gravel out there out of the attorney general. I want to feel it when
that
he talks.
That means we apply the same laws to everyone.
Listen to this.
There is
this
not
is a man
one
who needs a smoke. Somebody get Merrick
powerless.
Garland a one carton rich, of Marlboro Reds poor, and some Jim Beam, and we're going to fix this thing quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's going to sound like John Wayne here in about a week. All right. Maybe we'll ask Dan about that. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I was supposed to get to some emails, but I didn't end up doing that because I'm irresponsible. We're going to talk to Dan Bongino. And after Dan, I'll probably take some calls and emails and fun stuff. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research and it ends up I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And joining me now, you know, you never know exactly which title you want to give somebody when they join you. But this one, it was easy. It's easy. Gigantic failure Dan Bongino joins me now. You may obviously know him as someone who's been plastered all over your television and radio forever, but you wrote a book about failing, Dan? What's your problem? Why?
Yeah, that was great. I love that intro. Dude, you're awesome, man. You know I love you. So good to be on with you on your show, by the way. So glad. You're so honest, too, which I love. You reach out, and you're like, dude, you got a book out? You know, you were on my show about you, but you're like, you want to come sell a few copies of my show? Like, I love this guy. Like, you're so honest. Like, that you have this brutal sense of honesty. I think that's why your audience loves you, man. But yeah, I wrote this book called The Gift of Failure. And really, it's kind of like the anti-self-help book. Because, Jesse, I'm kind of a guy like you. Like, I don't like phonies and fakes. And you and I are in this business. We both do basically the same thing, pod, digital, radio kind of stuff. And we'll both agree, right? 90% of people are full of crap and phonies and frauds, right? I think that's a pretty fair enough. We're probably being generous at 90s, probably more. You're not one of those guys. So I don't like books about people telling everyone how great they are. Look at me, the Dan Bongino 12-step to success program, and I'm so wonderful. And that's all, she almost slipped. That's all BS. So I said to myself, I think I'm going to write a book that's like anti-self-help. Like every single embarrassing thing I screwed up to let people know that if some, you know, dipwad like me can get a national radio show and, you know, do what I did, then what's your excuse? I have no natural talents. I'm not that smart. I'm definitely not good looking. I mean, my bones are falling apart. I'm all arthritic. I'm not athletic, and I've done okay. So you have no excuse. So that's where the book started.
Nah, I'm glad you started there, Dan, and I'm glad you wrote the book. Obviously, I'm speaking with Dan Bongino because I know you get this too, brother. I get so many emails from men of any age. I was going to say young men, but of any age. And they're so down on themselves. You know, I've screwed this up. I've screwed that up. I've screwed this up. And I really just get this sense from men and women that they think other people have perfect lives and they're the only screw ups. And I've tried to explain to people, that's not quite the case.
No. And, you know, last night I'm doing a book signing. And we expected like 150 people because it was around my neighborhood and everybody kind of knows me. I'm just like, you know, I'm just one of the neighbors. Like, I go to Publix and can't say, you know, we eat like nothing, there's nothing different about us, you know? So I figured 150 people. So 500 people showed up. So I was there till like 9:30 at night from 5 o'clock. And I got to tell you, I'd done a radio show and a podcast. So my voice was completely gone. I couldn't talk. And I run into this guy walking out and I think God sent him. I mean it. God sends messengers. And I'm telling you, I think God sent them. I'm walking out and just being candid because I'm not going to fake the funk. That's an end. That's an end for the FCC people out there. I was ready to kind of just walk and say, sir, I'm really sorry, but I got to run. I knew he wanted to take like a selfie and stuff. And he stopped and he said, I was in the pen for 18 years. And I instantly stopped because I've got a soft spot in my heart for people who've been in the pen and have done time. Not because I condone criminality, but because I understand that, you know, people can change and repent. And Jesus Christ himself forgave a guy to the right of him on the cross and said, I'll see you in heaven. So what's in my business? And I stopped and I spent a good 5 minutes with this guy. He was an older guy talking about how he screwed everything up and he found some inspiration. And on my show, he didn't say the book. I didn't even know. I don't think he knew I had a book. He just listened to my show on the radio. And he was just in this Barnes & Noble. And brother, I got to tell you, I was totally taken aback. And I said to my wife, of all the things I've done today, all the people, that guy was by far the most impactful. I mean, really, it's just, we fail. We fail a lot. And the books are really kind of candid, sometimes embarrassing. It was never meant to be a memoir because nobody gives a damn about my life. but in the end, I think it speaks a lot to leadership, you know, because you and I like to mess around a lot on the radio, but you know, you were in the military. I was in the Secret Service, man. You screw up, people die. That's it. You screw up, like, people are dead. That's just the way it rolls. And in the end, you know, after embarrassingly laying out things I screwed up in the NYPD, the Secret Service, running for office and getting crushed, cussing out reporters and everything else, at the end of the book, I kind of tie it all together. And I think that's the part people have really kind of really enjoyed the most is the last chapter where I really kind of tie it all together.
Dan, cussing out reporters is by far my favorite thing about you, but we'll set that aside for a minute because we need to talk about briefly the news of the day. Okay, Merrick Garland's a snake. This is nothing you don't know. This is nothing you obviously don't educate your audience on every single day. Everyone knows all this. We know all the problems. We talk about all the problems. Sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming for normal people, Dan, when you look at just how ugly and corrupt it all is. Give us some hope.
I can. I mean, I'm not here to give you. I'm here to give you a dose of Ipecac, so you throw up all this stuff. Uh-huh. You know, I'm not here. A guy said to me last night, "I'm really glad you tell us the truth, so we know what we're fighting." I mean, evil's evil. You know, evil's not like, oh gosh, maybe we'll lose the next election and the evil goes away. But I say to people, all right, I will give you hope. You know, I shouldn't say it because I will give you a little bit of hope. I'm long on America. And I get that a lot. Merrick Garland's absolutely corrupt. The treatment of the Biden crime family versus the Trump family is obviously on its face. It's criminal in and of itself. It's not blind justice. It's only blind to Democrats. But I say to folks all the time, this is not an excuse to give up. I mean, we're the softest generation. I'm not indicting anyone in the audience. I'm talking about we are. Our grandparents grew up in the Great Depression. You know, they fought in World War II with like battle rations that tasted like cardboard. War was far more brutal back then. We didn't have any of the advanced surgical procedures we had now. I mean, I got an uncle who was, you know, shot in the back in Thuduk, Vietnam, got the Bronze Star with a V device for valor trying to save his friend. So what's my excuse? Like, oh, they cheat in elections. Yeah, they cheat. So how are we going to fix it? So the best thing I can tell people is the best thing you can do is make your bed first, clean up your, you know, Jordan Peterson writes that in his book, and he's right. Clean up your local school boards and communities, get involved locally first, and then start working your way up the chain. Because that's how we're going to take America back, one school board, one city council at a time. It happens. It can happen. The left did it to us, and we can return the favor. But there's no giving up. I mean, what are you going to do? You don't like Merrick Garland? You're going to move to Canada? Like, good luck with Justin Trudeau. Like, have fun with that. So we got a country to save. And as my friend Ginny Thomas says, you're the leaders we've been waiting for. Don't wait for someone else. You do it. I did it. I went and ran for office. I got crushed. I got humiliated. I did it two more times. So I'm sorry. I don't want to hear anyone's excuses. You know, my ankle hurts. I don't want to vote. That's bull. Get out and vote. I don't want to hear it. I've knocked on 7,000 doors running for office in a blue state. I lost one by 20 points. You know, one I lost close. It doesn't matter. You still lost.
Yeah.
But go out and save your country.
I'm a two-time election loser myself, Dan. Maybe that's why we both get along.
Brother, it is. Seriously, man, between you, me, and Hegseth, we've lost like 47 elections. And it's amazing.
We dusted off
and we came back. Pete's running Fox and Friends. You're nationally syndicated 6-9. I'm syndicated 12-3. Like I said, the gift of failure. That's why I wrote the book.
The book is The Gift of Failure. He is Dan Bongino. And you know, obviously, you know very well, I do not bring people on. I hardly ever have guests, period, on my show. Dan is always welcome. Go read a book and find out that you're not some horrible failure. You're not some screw up in life. Tomorrow, maybe when it happens for you, go read it. Dan, where do you want people to go get this thing?
Oh, cool. Anywhere online or in the bookstore. I'm not a big fan of these big tech monsters. So, you know, barnesandnoble.com is probably the best place to go. But, of course, it's, you know, on Amazon, all these other stuff, but I hate them. So, you know, I probably should do better promotion, but I don't give a damn about that. I hate those animals. They suck. So
that's okay, Dan. I think that's why we all love you. he's Dan Bongino. The book is The Gift of Failure. He's one of the few genuine good people in this business. He's my boy. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon. You're a good guy. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. Dan's good people, man. You always wonder if that guy you hear behind the mic on TV is a legitimate person. Much of the time they are not. Dan is. The Gift of Failure. Cool idea for a book. Look, I might have written that book had I ever failed at anything at all. What, Chris? I can't write a book that's blank. Shut up. Maybe you're failing right now. Maybe you're failing to go get your Percal sheets from MyPillow. If you have sheets on your bed and there's sheets you didn't get at MyPillow. You should write your own book about failure because you're failing at sleep, especially when PerCouch sheets are 50% off. The queen size, they're normally $89.98. Right now, they're $35. Wait a minute. Let me do the math on that. That's more than 50% off. Sorry, I do radio, not math. PerCouch sheets. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Queen size, $35. Twin size, $25. Go get the best sheets ever. Go get a couple sets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. We will be back, and I may take some of your calls. 877-377-4373.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I feel like that's twice tonight that my voice is almost cracked coming back. I don't know what's going on. There's like a, have I been smoking? No, Chris, I have not been smoking. Maybe I should start. Maybe that's God telling me it's time to take up smoking. Of course it is. Shut up and focus. All right. 877-377-4373. We do have a bit of breaking news. This happened like 5 minutes. Like, while I was talking to Dan, this just went down. And you know me, I have a duty as a journalist to bring you the news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
You see, there's this Air Force general. He once had an article written for him, written about him in Defense One, and this was the title of the article: "Inside the Air Force Chief's Mission for Racial Equity." That's the article. And the Senate, 5 minutes ago, just got done voting. That gentleman will be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the big cheese in the United States military. And maybe you're sitting there saying, wow, that sucks. We don't have the Senate. If we'd only taken back the Senate with Republicans, we would have had a better one. Oh, would you like to hear the few senators who voted no? Because the vote, I think it was 86 to 11, if I remember, 87 to 11. I don't know. I was looking right before that. Here's the only Republicans who voted no: Braun, Cruz, Hawley, Johnson, Lee, Loomis, Marshall, Rubio, Schmidt, Vance, and Tuberville. The only ones who tried to stop the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs from being yet another diversity hire for the military. Yet another person who's going to focus on everything but the mission. And we wonder why recruiting is down. Well, the guys who've been fighting your wars for you and winning your wars for you, they don't want to hear about that stuff of any color, of any color. Doesn't matter your color. If you're an adventurous young man seeking danger, seeking to better yourself, serve your country, maybe toughen up a little bit, you don't join for that crap. But hey, don't worry. It's not like we're in the middle of trying to fight World War III here. Anyway, let's get back. 877-377-4373. Mary, Idaho, go.
Our bosses, and I just love that. And the whole concept of failure, I mean, I was a single mom and I raised two warrior sons in Iraq and Afghanistan and have an active duty son-in-law. And it's hard, but it's easy when you think that that's what you need to do. How do we get new parents to not be afraid to do that, to think that they're not failing their children by letting them serve in the military?
Well, here's I get this question a lot about new parents. Hey, Jesse, why won't new parents do this? Why won't new parents discipline their kids? Why won't new parents stop them from doing this? Why do parents allow this these days? And, you know, I don't do the generational generalizations. No, every boomer was a loser and Gen X was great. I think that's ridiculous. Every generation has wonderful people and bad people. I will only say this about parenting. 877-377-4373. a lot of parenting, because parenting can be difficult, although it's the greatest thing in the world, the best thing in the world, it can be difficult. A lot of parenting is self-confidence. And a lot of parents today don't have any, because we live in the social media realm where they've lived their lives on social media. And now you have a kid and you don't have the confidence for a lot of this stuff. And also, she mentioned her kids going off to the military and getting tough and things like that. Parents want what's best for their kid. They want their children to be safe, and that's understandable. But especially with boys who turn into young men have to experience some level of danger, or they'll never become the kind of men that are worth anything. It's just the way it is. Dan, Colorado, go. Jay, Jersey, go.
Yeah, I have two things I want to say, Jesse. I'll make this quick. Number one, I wish you were on Fox more. You know, I know you used to call on Tucker from time to time, and I just wish I would see somebody on there speaking some sense. And number two, I just wanted to know about what your opinion. I know you're highly skeptical of Vivek Ramaswamy, and I get that. But I want to know if you think that he's a complete charlatan, or if maybe he has an opportunity later on in the game, you know, one day.
Yeah. 877-377-4373. I'm not going to voice all my opinions again on Vivek. I've told you I've done that. I've did it once or twice, and I just don't need to dwell on it. He's your guy. That's fine. I've told you my opinion on him. Do I think he's a complete charlatan, or does he have some, maybe a future? Here's what I believe. Overall, this is what I believe from people I talk to. This is what I think. I think he's wildly charismatic, incredibly sharp, and incredibly ambitious. Everybody I know who knows him says the same thing. Ambitious, ambitious, incredibly ambitious. And there's nothing wrong with ambition, right? You should have it. I have it. I hope you have ambitions for life, whatever those ambitions may be. I just, when you combine absurdly ambitious with brand new positions that you and I would like that are different from positions he had a year ago. We're not talking about how it's changed since his childhood. A year ago, he had different positions. I am so distrustful of all these people anyway, I'm out. But that does not mean he's the Antichrist. And maybe he really is something special. And maybe at some point in time, he will be a leader for the right. I'm not dismissing it totally, and I don't know all. Maybe he really has it. Something smells there for me. All right. We have an entire hour. You ready for another hour? Let's talk about anti-affirmative action. Emails. Some more calls. 877-377-4373. Emergency food supplies. We're going to talk about that in the last hour, too. Now, why would we be discussing such a thing? Oh, I don't know. Because I've heard starving to death is miserable. And when you combine that with the fact that the Fed came out today and they essentially said, well, we're not raising rates, but remember that whole soft landing thing? Did he hear that? He said, remember that whole soft landing thing? Yeah, I wouldn't hold out for that. The Fed chairman said it today. Get some food. My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped and ready to send to you. They ship fast and free and anonymously, and you need to keep it that way. Get it and stash it just in case, all right? Right now, they're 25% off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you get them. So go get them. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Another hour begins in a minute.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our
politics and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.